So on 31st of August we play Spain, 2nd of September we play Argentina, and 4th of September we play Iran. And then we go to the semis and a final.
And does it replicate the world game in terms of are Spain and Argentina traditionally very strong?
They're good sides. Brazil probably count as the best side in the world at the moment, although it was good fun to see they got beat 1-0 by China last Thursday and we drew 0-0 with China on Sunday, so arguably that makes us better than Brazil.
You're incredibly confident, aren't you? Where do you get that confidence from?
Some people say confident, some people say arrogant, I suppose, but I think confidence is the right word, because there's very little point playing elite competitive sport unless you're intending on winning. As soon as you let words around losing and not doing quite as well as you want to do come into your mind, then you've kind of lost it. If we think of ourselves as fifth best in the world, then we'll pretty much guarantee to turn out to be fifth best in the world. But I think the confidence comes from the squad, the players, the coaching, the team around us, and knowing the individual abilities of those people and what a collective force that can be.
If you're retiring after the Olympics, yeah, which is a way to go on a high, hopefully with a gold medal on a home games, yeah, a once in a lifetime experience, what are you going to do with yourself?
Well, I'm going to carry on working full time probably. I'm going to see a lot more of my family. I'm going to coach my kids at football. Well, not just my kids, but lots of other people's kids as well. I intend to run the under sevens group for Harp and the Colts, which I'm hoping will be looking after 70 or 80 boys next year, and teaching them the basics of the game. But what I'd really like to do is to carry on making a difference to equality in football, be that diversity of disability, women, ethnic minorities who are currently not represented in the sport as well as they should be, and really driving that equality agenda, because it's illogical to me that, for example, in the women's game, we have so little money and so little participation when women form 50% of our population. So I do intend to drive that forward, and I certainly intend to have some influence on letting the general football family know that it's not all about elite professional male football.